Greetings. I'm always delighted to talk about hope. Think about this. Can you recall something that really made you afraid as a child? I can. I was told I had to go to the dentist to get my teeth checked. At first, I thought that might be fun, but when I got there, it was a huge surprise. Oh, not because the dentist checked my teeth, but he said I needed a filling and he said he could do it today. Still no problem, right? Well, this was not today's modern, sophisticated, love-your-children dentist. This dentist moved this spring-like contraption toward me and told me it was a drill. Then the fear hit me. The dentist was putting a drill. I had worked with my grandfather, and I knew what drills were like and what they could do. There was no Novocaine for fillings in those days, and that drill made a horrible sound when he put it on my tooth. It sounded like it was grinding in, and it really hurt. I was freaking out hearing this drill. Feeling he was going to drill all the way through my jaw, I was terrified. I share that incident of fear because when we think about fear and our worries, Jesus does a drill down into our hearts in Luke 12:29-30. Jesus has taught us about the ravens and roadkill and that we are more valuable, so don't worry. Jesus taught us about doing the math and that we can't add a minute to our lifespan, so don't worry. He taught us about wildflowers that God makes beautiful and cares for, so don't worry. Now Jesus does a drill down on where we live, and he speaks to us about everyday essentials. Jesus says, "What's on your mind that you are worried about?" Jesus asks, "What is it that you're thinking that you need today? What is it that is controlling your thinking today? What is it that is pulling you away from hope and toward worry?" The psalmist points us in the right direction for our hearts by combining these ideas in Psalm 130, verse 5. "Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm counting on you to be my help. My soul waits on the Lord. I trust what you say, Lord, and I put my hope in your word." How about directing your mind today to think on some great truth from God's word that brings you hope? What does God say that gives you hope? Go to that thought and rest your thinking there. Then let's lift our hearts and our hands upward to our Heavenly Father and tell Him, "I want my hope to be in you."